Hi there, this is Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle newspaper with the latest of my music features, and tonight I've been invited up to Moorside to meet all four members of the fantastic Louie Louie. Now, an unusual collaboration. There's a couple of the members from, would you believe, Portugal, one from Leicester, and then we've got our very own Paul Lyman from Oldham. Paul's the drummer. We've got Rita, the vocalist and rhythm guitarist, Tom from Leicester, who's the lead guitarist, and Pedro on bass from Portugal. So very intriguing for the listeners to hear that two of the members are from Portugal. So Rita from Lisbon.
Yeah.
Tell us how you came to be in Louie Louie, please.
Well, I got into British music when I was about 15.
Okay.
So I started writing all these tunes and I started thinking that that's what I wanted to do in the future, that I wanted to be in a band. Now, Portugal, even though we've got a lot of talented people and it's great, but it's not really an industry. So I had to make a plan, really, and my plan was to come to England. Then I had a few options. London was on the table, Bristol was on the table as well. But when I visited Manchester for the first time, I went to a gig and I realised that, you know, that was the right place to come if I wanted to find the right musicians. So I moved here September 2012, I think. Started playing on my own to try and find a band and open mics and stuff like that.
Was it Paul or Tom that first spotted Rita?
Well, she spotted me.
Yeah.
Right.
I basically just went for a jam with her in uni.
And right.
Since then, we started jamming with a few other musicians. And I knew Tom because I was in a uni band with Tom.
I see.
So Tom came along and then found Pedro.
Okay. So what do you kind of think of it over here, Pedro? You've not been here quite as long as Rita, I don't think, have you?
No. It's just I've been here since September last year, and I'm enjoying it very much.
Yeah, good.
Because, music-wise, I'm not that different from Rita in the sense that I did want to come over here to see what music's like here. And, I've been enjoying it.
Good. Like it. And Rita, you've got the story behind the name, Louie Louie.
Yeah,
I just kind of naturally presume that it was after the famous song by the Kingsmen, the old 60s mod song, but...
No, it's not.
So tell us, Rita.
It's a second-hand record shop in Lisbon, in the old town, and I saw it a few years before I even came to Manchester. I just thought it looked good, sounded good, plus we had a song behind it, so it's kind of like an anthem, really. Mm-hmm.
It's been a really whirlwind 8 months, really. You've had some quite high-profile gigs already, haven't you? Tom, do you want to tell me about some of the sort of bigger gigs that you've had and maybe a highlight or two?
The big gigs we've done the Manchester circuit pretty much. Now we've done Ruby Lounge, Roadhouse, we've played Big Hands a few times, Castle, Night and Day.
You must have already had sort of a lot of the contacts.
Well, luckily, because Paul's been in a band previously, he had some decent contacts, and because 2 years before I moved here.
I started making contacts straight away as soon as I arrived, which is, a couple of years before I even met Paul. I was preparing for when I had this band. So, I was meeting all these people and made sure I exchanged contacts. And, a lot of those gigs we were lucky because I already knew people and Paul already knew, So
me and Pedro got it quite easy. We just turned up and...
you had
all the gigs.
Be on your Facebook page, it describes Louie Louie as kick-ass rock and roll. So...
Yeah.
Paul, do you want to sort of try and describe to the listeners what kind of music they churn out?
It's quite raw music. We like to be loud as possible, but there's still quite a few techniques, and it's definitely down to a catchy chorus, which Rita is very good at writing. But I'd say, because we all have different inspirations, it's quite unusual, and I wouldn't say anyone else is doing it at the moment.
Yeah. I've heard Carry the Man
and
one or two other bits and pieces. Is there any particular influences of yours, Rita, that any artists in particular that, you've got your ideas or you...
Yeah, Beatles, obviously, massive influence. Stones, and especially live, as a performer, the Rolling Stones are probably my biggest inspiration. Manchester music, Oasis, massive influence. The Verve, we were listening to before, sound-wise, but The Verve and early Oasis. We got other influences in the band, Velvet Underground, I also love them, and it's just a big sort of mix of everything that I listen to, and that even, you know, that's even including pop music or whatever it is that I'm listening to at the moment. I'm more likely to write something that's going to be more inspired by that, do you know what I mean?
Is it difficult because there is so much competition out there, there are so many bands plugging away on the circuit?
I think that one thing we've got to our advantage is the fact that I'm a girl, because if you think about it, most of those bands are just...
by males.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got definitely got that to our advantage, and, you know, it just kind of creates a good contrast between the music that we make and, you know, the fact that it's a female vocal.
Okay, Tom, so we've got some very exciting news for Louie Louie. Firstly, about the Grammatones. And also about the Cortinas. Tell us about some of the big dates you've got coming up, mate.
Yeah, well, I don't know when this is going to go up, but next week, so it's the 2nd and 3rd of June. We're supporting the Cortinas at Leeds and Liverpool Academy.
How did that come about, then?
Well, kind of two ways. Our kind of manager, Lee, he knows the Cortinas well. Well, Liam Frey from the Cortinas really well. They're friends. So we've kind of got to know him through that, and then just getting to know Liam Frey and sort of almost becoming friends with him in a way, and he's been around to Pedro's and Rita's a few times and had like little jams, and he came to see us for the first time last week at the Castle, and he really enjoyed that, and we spent the night with him talking about it all. He just asked us if we'd like to support him on those two dates, and
brilliant. And you're going to be playing with Paul with the Grammatones as well at the Band on the Wall,
I think,
which
that's
is
the 26th, is it?
June. I mean, that's going to be a fantastic night, because obviously they're one of our, arguably our pride and joy in Oldham, the Grammatones.
I love them, so you're going to, we're all big fans.
I literally approached them personally and said, I'm such a big fan of your music, can I please support your band?
Right.
So
who did you, was it Jake or was it?
I suppose to Sid.
To Sid, right.
And Jake, both actually. Then I sent them a music and they just invited us, which is great.
I mean, that's going to be a great night, isn't it? Because it's I'm sure it's going to sell out, because they sold it out last time.
Yeah, definitely.
So it'll be great, you know, buzz for you guys.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so it's a great venue as well. Yeah. Great sound.
You would not play Band on the Wall yet, so.
Have you not? Right, okay.
That should be good.
We'll look out for that one. The listeners need to get some tickets for that. What else have we got on, Rita?
What else? Big festival in Portugal in the summer.
Right. What dates in summer?
16th, 17th and 18th of July.
Okay. Whereabouts in Portugal, sorry?
It's in the north, so it's by the sea. It's called Marés Vivas. It's not the biggest festival we've got, but it's quite big. This year we've got Lenny Kravitz headlining, so that's kind
John
of the
Legend.
Big. John Legend, and a few others.
Yeah.
At the moment, that's pretty much it. We're going to take some time to, you know, think about recording and getting some stuff out, released. And
Because there's not too much out there for kind of people to listen to on SoundCloud or anything at the moment.
Not at the moment.
You're wanting to change that pretty soon. Then.
Yeah, well, we were advice actually on not putting out too much just yet. That's something that we're still discussing, but soon enough there will be something. There'll be something more.
One question that I do kind of like to ask, and I'm just wondering, I think I might ask Pedro, not spoke to Pedro much yet, where do you see Louie Louie in the sort of near future, shall we say this time next year?
We're going to rock it. I think it's just a matter of playing around, and just if we do things well, I think we're going to be big.
Yeah, I'd say keep building our fan base in Manchester mainly. We played a gig in Lisbon and the crowd's crazy there. I'd like to visit there a few times. But we did our first gig in London, was it last month or was it this month? I think it was this month. We played at 100 Club there and went down quite well there. We were supporting Sherlock's. I think we'll just carry on trying to move down there a bit.
Is it still very important to support these, you know, get on these support slots and that, I think?
Well, when you play like London, because we haven't got a fan base down there,
it's definitely.
It's important to go and support them, because that's how you spread yourself about.
Especially with the Cortinas gigs, I mean, just the fact that, you know, Liam tweeted about us, we had a group of people from London coming to the gig because they saw that tweet. So, you know, it's important to get to spread the word kind of thing, so to get more people that have never heard of Louie Louie to come to our gigs, you know.
Yeah, good. Well, I think we're going to have to wrap it up there, because we're almost out of time, so it's been lovely to meet you. at last, and I'll be meeting you again soon. And thanks for talking to me, Louie.